This is an Alert to USA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, March 23rd, 2024. This week in security news, on five occasions this week, Alert USA subscribers were notified via SMS messages to their mobile devices regarding a range of safety and security matters. First up, on Friday, Alert USA subscribers were some of the first in the nation to learn of a mass shooting unfolding at the Crocus City Hall concert venue located in northwest Moscow. In this attack, launched just prior to the start of a performance by the Russian rock band known as Picnic, at least five gunmen dressed in tactical gear and armed with automatic weapons and explosives entered a large concert venue and immediately opened fire on concertgoers and staff. Online reports indicate the assailants threw Molotov cocktails inside the facility in order to set the structure ablaze, as well as detonated multiple unspecified explosive devices. Graphic video posted on social media show the gunmen firing on concertgoers in the lobby, as well as within the concert hall itself. As of the time of this report's preparation Friday evening, at least 40 individuals were confirmed dead, with more than 100 injured. This number is expected to rise dramatically as teams dig through burned-out portions of the facility. The U.S. Embassy issued a security alert for those Americans still in Russia to avoid the area around the Crocus venue and warned that the U.S. government's ability to provide routine or emergency services to U.S. citizens in Russia is severely restricted due to Russian government limitations on travel for U.S. Embassy personnel and staff. Listeners are reminded that on Thursday, March 7th, Alert USA subscribers were notified of a security alert issued by both the U.S. and British embassies in Moscow, warning that extremists, quote, have imminent plans to target large gatherings in Moscow to include concerts, and U.S. citizens should be advised to avoid large gatherings over the next 48 hours. At that time, several other nations also warned their citizens in Russia of the threat. Latvia urged its citizens to leave Russia as soon as possible. Estonia urged its citizens to be more attentive than usual and to avoid public gatherings. The German Foreign Ministry warned their citizens against visiting border regions of possible attacks on public transportation, as well as possible drone attacks on Moscow and its surrounding regions. All that was on March 7th and 8th. On March 19th, the news agency TASS reported Russian President Vladimir Putin dismissed the warning, calling it provocative and stating, quote, all this resembles outright blackmail and the intention to intimidate and destabilize our society, unquote. Late Friday afternoon, the Islamic State's Amaq news agency published what appears to be an official claim of responsibility for the attack. Their statement reads as follows, quote, Islamic State fighters attacked a large gathering of Christians in the city of Kranzegorsk on the outskirts of the Russian capital, Moscow, killing and wounding hundreds and causing great destruction to the place before they withdrew to their bases safely, unquote. Shifting back to the U.S., the Biden administration is warning state governors to be on guard for cyber attacks against water systems, citing ongoing threats from hackers linked to the governments of Iran and China. According to a letter written by EPA Administrator Michael Regan and National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan that was made public on Tuesday, quote, disabling cyber attacks are striking water and wastewater systems throughout the United States. These attacks have the potential to disrupt the critical lifeline of clean and safe drinking water, as well as impose significant costs on the affected communities, unquote. It is believed hackers affiliated with the Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, as well as the Chinese state-sponsored hacking group Volt Typhoon, have both targeted drinking water systems. The letter goes on to warn, quote, federal departments and agencies assess with high confidence that Volt Typhoon actors are pre-positioning themselves to disrupt critical infrastructure operations in the event of geopolitical tensions and/or military conflicts, unquote. In travel security news, in addition to the earlier security message from the U.S. Embassy in Russia, this week the U.S. Embassy in the Netherlands also issued a security alert urging caution near the Embassy of Israel in The Hague following a Molotov cocktail attack. Listeners are again reminded that multiple European nations have increased their terrorism threat levels since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas. In addition, the Muslim holy month of Ramadan began last week. Historically, Ramadan is a time of fasting, prayers, and good deeds. It is also a time of martyrdom and attacks on one's enemies. If you are heading outside of the U.S. for business or pleasure, you would be wise to maintain a high level of situational awareness when in public. Listeners are also reminded that a U.S. State Department worldwide caution is in effect, warning of the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or other violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests globally. The State Department is urging U.S. citizens who are outside of the country to exercise increased caution, particularly in locations frequented by tourists, and to get registered with the U.S. Embassy or consulate in the country you are in or planning to visit. This is as simple as visiting the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program website at step.state.gov. In addition to U.S. government travel guidance, it is also highly useful to visit the equivalent websites of the Canadian, Australian, and UK governments to see what those nations have to say about your destination, as the content of security assessments can and do vary widely. Links to those foreign government sites can be found in a weekly Threat Journal email newsletter. If you are not a Threat Journal subscriber, simply visit threatjournal.com to sign up. The publication is free, and a copy of this week's issue will be immediately sent to you via email. If you would like to receive Homeland Security-related threat and incident alerts on your mobile device, such as those mentioned in this podcast, visit alertsusa.com. AlertUSA continues to monitor the overall domestic and international threat environment and will immediately notify service subscribers via SMS messages and email of breaking incidents of national significance, as well as any new alerts, warnings, or advisories impacting the overall threat picture for American citizens as events warrant. This has been an AlertUSA Threat Journal, Homeland Security Weekly Update for Saturday, March 23rd, 2024.